Hey friends, welcome to The Perfectionist Guide to Mothering. I'm your host, Andrea Fortenberry. This is a podcast about finding freedom from perfectionism to show up for the life God has for you. Mom life is messy, unpredictable, and just plain hard sometimes, but it's also amazing. I believe God uses it all to grow us into the women He wants us to be. We can't do motherhood on our own. We need God's help. We need wisdom from other moms. We need the encouragement of community. I hope you'll find all of that and more as you listen in. Welcome to episode 93 of The Perfectionist Guide to Mothering. Before we dive into our episode today, I just wanted to give a quick reminder that my application for interns is still open for a few more days until January 31st. For all the details, head to andreafortenberry.com/intern. Today, we're going to talk about perfection versus progress. I read somewhere that most people quit their New Year's resolutions by January 13th. We can get so excited to start out strong, but we quickly fizzle out and quit. When we don't do something perfectly, we can be so easy to just quit it altogether. Have you ever been there? Or, here's something I struggle with, if we can't start out perfectly, we procrastinate and take too long to get going, or we don't start at all. Did you know that perfectionists are some of the biggest procrastinators? I heard that once years ago, and after I thought about it for a while, I saw how that really does play out in my own life. Perhaps you do too. Ah, perfection, the unrealistic goal that haunts us and holds us back more than it helps us. I don't know what made me think of it, but the other day I was thinking about how when I went to college, I had the goal to get straight A's. I worked really hard and I did get straight A's, including several A minuses, which to my dismay counted less on my GPA than a regular A. It was toward the end of the last semester, and it was time to order my graduation announcements. So I called the registrar's office because I wanted to verify my GPA and confirm which honors category I would graduate with so I could put it on my announcements. To graduate with highest honors, summa cum laude, you had to have a 3.9 overall GPA and major GPA. It turns out that my overall GPA was a 3.9, which I knew, but my major GPA was a 3.89 because of those stinky A minuses, and they wouldn't round up, so I had missed the mark by 0.01, 1/10 of a point. Instead of being happy that I would graduate magna cum laude, I was crushed that I had missed the mark by such a small amount. And sometimes, honestly, even years later, it stings a little bit when I think about it. It's interesting how I can just focus on what I didn't get right instead of what I did. Does that ever happen to you? But when I thought about this recently, I felt the Lord say to me, what if perfection was never the point? I love that so much because it's so applicable to many areas of our life. What if perfection was never the point? Makes me think. My goal of perfect had never been God's goal for me. I thought that college success meant highest honors and straight A's, when really success was the sum of the overall experience. It was learning and growing. It was experiencing all God had for me in that season, and it was such a sweet season of my life. It was now about 20 years ago that I graduated college, and like I said, it's interesting that that even stings a little bit for me now, but I am so grateful that God can help us heal from things even many, many years later. And I share this story not to boast or brag about my college GPA, but to just share, because as recovering perfectionists, you feel that too, likely in areas of your life. And so I just wanted to share that story to be honest and vulnerable about how sometimes perfectionism can just trap us from being grateful and appreciative for what we have and what we have done versus focusing on how we missed the mark. So let's take a moment and apply that phrase to our lives today. What if perfection isn't really the point? Let's remember that as we go through motherhood. We're going to mess up, and so are our kids. But again, perfection isn't the point. Love and growth and relationship and family, those are the points. Let's remember it in our marriages. There's no way for a marriage to be perfect. It's too sinful humans in relationship together, but our marriages can still be really good, even though they aren't perfect. Let's remember it in our friendships, in our work, in our health, and in our homes. What if perfection isn't the point? At the end of last year, my friend Jennifer invited me to be part of a group of ladies going through Power Sheets, which is a goal planning workbook. And one of the pages in Power Sheets is a monthly list where you track your progress on your monthly goals, weekly rhythms, and daily action items or habits. And I'm really enjoying the visual aspect of this sheet within Power Sheets because you get to fill in a bar graph for your progress on your monthly goals. And then you also have weekly and daily checkboxes to mark off when you complete those items and to keep track of those things. I am really loving it because don't you just love checking things off your list? I sure do. But what I love most about it is not just seeing those boxes get checked off, but seeing those check marks next to the boxes that actually I haven't checked off. Seeing those two together side by side reminds me that I'm making progress. No, I've not been perfect with some of my goals and those weekly rhythms and daily habits, but I'm making progress. And again, what if perfection isn't the point? Growth is the point. And that's what I am focusing on. I hope that you will remember that too as we are in this first month of 2024. Remember, it's not about perfection. Let's not let that hold us back by making us quit when we forget or fall off track from what we're trying to do. And let's not let perfection hold us back from getting started with something. I just want to encourage you, if there are things that you are thinking about and dreaming about for this year, and you just feel like you can't get started because you don't have enough knowledge or experience or the right equipment, I want to encourage you, get started right where you are. Don't procrastinate. Don't let too many days go by because you're just afraid of not being able to get started. Again, what if perfection isn't the point? Growth is the point. That's what I'm focusing on, and I hope that you will too. At the end of every episode, you know I like to give recommendations and ask these questions of my guests when I have them. So I always enjoy getting to do this when I do a solo episode. First, here's what I'm reading, watching, and listening to these days. So first off, reading. Right now, I'm reading a book called Winnie's Great War. It's a children's book about the real-life bear who inspired A.A. Milne's Winnie the Pooh, who many of us know through Disney's version of Winnie the Pooh. I absolutely love Winnie the Pooh. I have for years. My childhood nursery was decorated in Winnie the Pooh, and so I have a great fondness for all things Winnie the Pooh. So when I found this book at a bookstore when I was on vacation over the summer, I bought it for myself, and I'm enjoying it. It's a chapter book, and it would be a great book to read with your elementary school-aged kids. I really like it. Watching. I've not been watching a lot of TV these days because of my busy schedule, but last weekend my son wanted to watch a show with me. We were trying to figure out what to watch. As a family, we're not watching anything at the moment, and we were kind of talking it through, and we decided on watching some episodes of Home Improvement, which I grew up watching. My brother has been watching it with my nephew, so it gave us the idea, and my son really enjoyed it. Who doesn't love Tim Allen from the 90s? So it was awesome. Here's what I'm listening to right now. One of my aunts, my Auntie Gracie, she sadly passed away in December. And before she died, she had created a list of songs she wanted us to play at her celebration of life a few weeks ago. And it is a great playlist. She didn't want it to be sad. She didn't want it to be somber. So the songs that she had on our list were songs from Billy Joel, Journey, Fleetwood Mac, and Salt-N-Pepa from the 90s. So it makes me smile to hear these songs and think of my aunt and remember how she loved them. So that's what I'm listening to these days. Next, a favorite product, service, or practice that makes my life easier. So I mentioned it earlier in our brief episode together about perfection versus progress, and that is the resource of Power Sheets. I had heard of Power Sheets years ago, saw them online, people were posting about them, but I never could tell from the website if it was a daily planner that had goal setting pages in it, or if it was a standalone goal setting tool. And I just didn't know anybody who was using it. And so I was trying to figure it out, and I just never purchased them because I use a daily planner. And I thought, well, my planner has some goal pages in it. I'll just stick with that. But Power Sheets are the latter. They are a specific, it looks like a planner. It's a bound notebook with, it's all about your goal setting. So it does have a monthly calendar for each month, but everything else in it is specifically related to your goal planning. And I'm really enjoying it. I'm also really enjoying getting to do it with a couple of other people who have done it before and who are guides in the process, and we're just doing it together in community. So since I mentioned about Power Sheets and the calendar, I thought I would just share as well how I manage my calendar and my time in case there's a little nugget in here that is helpful for you. So I have my Power Sheets for my goals for this year. And then I do use a paper planner that I write down my overall to-do list, and I have my monthly calendar sheets in there as well for personal things. I use an Erin Condren planner. Over the years, you guys, I have used every planner out there. Like I always try, I'm trying new ones to try to see what fits my rhythm in my current season. So sometimes I've used Erin Condren. There's other times when I have used Simplified Planner, or I use the Full Focus Planner for a little while. And so what is serving me best in this season is the Erin Condren monthly planner. And in it, it has 4 or 5 blank sheets, lined sheets for each month. And so what I do is I take that sheet and I use a ruler. I have to do this for every single week, but it's okay. I've often thought I should create my own planner that has this system. Maybe I will someday. But what I do is I take that ruler, I draw a line down the middle, and then I draw a line across. So I have 4 quadrants, and in it, I write 4 different areas of my life that I need to keep track of to-do items. And then on the next page, I divide that into 6 different rectangles or squares, depending on how straight my ruler skills are. And I put each day there. So Monday through Saturday, and then I put specific to-do lists that need to be done on certain days there. So I do that to keep track of my to-do list. And then I mainly use a shared digital calendar with my family. I just use the calendar through Apple because I have an iPhone. And it is a lifesaver, truly. We each add events to this calendar, and then everyone else in the family receives a notification when you add something on the calendar. And then you can also set alerts that happen before each actual event. And it's been a great way for us to communicate, to know what's on the docket for that day or that week. And it's just been a really great tool for us. Both of my kids have their own devices. They're at that age, so they can add things on there. I add things on for the family, and it's just helpful. When they were little, before they had devices, they were always wanting to know, like, what's coming up? What do we have today? What's going on? Coming from me always having a system and a schedule. But now it's nice that sometimes, like when they're at school and I get an email from the school about events coming up, like they'll see me add things as they, you know, get out of school and look at their phones and see what's going on. And like we communicate that way a little bit with events and things. And then I do use that same calendar system on my phone for work. So I use Outlook for work, and then it all is posted on my calendar when I open up my iPhone, and it just helps me to keep track of things. I used to solely be someone who only wanted to use a paper calendar, and I worked that way for a long time. But when I started working, I just had meetings and things that I needed to keep track of. And so I appreciate the digital calendar kind of takes things off of my mind. Like I just put it directly in my phone or my Outlook calendar, and it all syncs, and it just is there, and I don't have to try to remember. I find very often when I'm trying to remember and not forget something, it just takes up a lot of that free brain space in my head, and it's just a great system that has worked for me in this season. So just wanted to share that. And I will link Power Sheets and then the Erin Condren planner that I use in the show notes in case you're interested in seeing those. Next, my best soul or self-care tip for moms. So this is related to what I talked about earlier today, but here it is. Focus on what you're getting right instead of where you fall short. I'm going to say that again. Focus on what you're getting right instead of where you fall short. We're often so quick to fixate on our shortcomings and failures, right? I shared that in my little story about, you know, graduating with whatever honors. Like I was just so focused on how I had missed the mark by that 0.01, 1/10 of a point, instead of focusing on all that had gone right and all that I had learned and how I'd grown and what I had achieved. I was just so fixated on how I hadn't. So what if we flipped that? What if we flipped focusing on the negatives and instead focused on the positives and where we are getting things right? Let's focus on our wins. What if we focused on how we're a good mom instead of how we think we're not? What if instead of telling ourselves that we didn't get enough done today, what if we made a mental list of all that we did get done? I encourage you, write it down on a piece of paper. It is more than you realize. So don't be so hard on yourself. Give yourself credit and grace. I have a sign in my house that I bought at Hobby Lobby that says, "Live by grace, not perfection." So you might need to find that sign and put it up as a reminder for yourself. Again, live by grace, not perfection. And then again, going back to what I mentioned earlier, what if perfection isn't the point? Last question. Here's what God is teaching me in this season. I am learning a lot about the importance of flexibility in this season. I've mentioned in previous episodes recently that I've moved from working part-time to full-time with the MomCo by MOPS International. I'm also writing a book, I'm producing this podcast, and I am in a very full season with my family. I'm learning to be more disciplined with my schedule, to schedule things I need to do instead of just hoping I'll find time for them. But then here's where the flexibility comes in. I'm trying to be flexible if that doesn't work out as I had planned. I believe that God has helped me work out some of my perfectionistic tendencies in previous seasons of my life because I don't think I would be able to function well in this season carrying that old mindset along with me. So it's great to plan, it's great to schedule, which I'm doing in this season, but when I need to make time to talk with my daughter instead of coming right in here to record this episode, which happened just this morning, I'm being flexible and open to that because I want to focus on what's really important and then be flexible and come up with a plan B or C or multiple iterations of that. So just want to encourage you as well from what I'm learning in this season is yes, we can make our plans, we can be disciplined, but let's also be open to the interruptions that might happen and be welcoming of them, especially when they're related to our kids. And let's be flexible. Let's just reorient. Let's reschedule. Let's reshuffle. And all will be well. Let's just have an open mindset about that. I truly enjoy doing these solo episodes with you because it feels more intimate to me. Like I'm sitting with you at a table, like we're having a cup of coffee. Well, you're probably having the cup of coffee. I've got my cup of tea because I don't drink coffee. The caffeine doesn't sit well with me from coffee. It's so weird, but it does with tea. So I'm a tea drinker. I want you to know that I think about you as I put these episodes together. I want you to know that I pray for you. I know that your time is valuable. It's our most precious resource, truly. And I know that there are thousands of people that you could be listening to right now. I truly appreciate that you choose to spend some of your time with me. Thank you for showing up here. Thank you for being you. As we go, I want to remind you that you're doing an amazing job as a mom. No, you're not perfect. None of us are. There's no such thing. But you're showing up, you're learning from your mistakes, and you've got God on your side. He fills in the gaps of our imperfections, and we can trust him. Keep going, my friends. You are doing good and meaningful work. I'll see you next time.